again. Trips get tripping, grass keeps falling, but don't ever let it fool you. The sun keeps shining, the rain keeps falling, the world keeps spinning around and round. Keep talking when the world keeps doubting you. Just remember you're beautiful. Don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul, and not losing control. You never lose yourself.
Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. To majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Macarena greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Hello, it was of his voice of Indonesia. Listener, the South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange, or SATA, 2025 is taking place until, recently, and it's located in New Delhi, and we would like to know how Indonesia is joining this very great event, because more than 40,000 visitors is set to be coming to this event from across the globe. Joining us from Zoom is the Deputy Marketing of Indonesian Tourism Ministry, is Ibu Nima De Ayu Martini. Good morning, Bu.
Good morning.
Okay, so first thing first for our listener, what is the main benefit that from Indonesia in joining SATA itself?
Yes, thank you so much for having me here. SATA is one of the largest B2B or business-to-business tourism exchange in South Asia or in Asia in general. So we always attended SATA, Wonderful Indonesia, built or present with Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion. Because we believe Indian tourists are one of the fastest growing tourists, yeah, coming to Indonesia. This is why we need to be there to market our beautiful destinations, our culture, and then also to build an image, yeah, a positive image amongst Indian tourists, but also international tourists that attended the bourse or the fair. So that's why almost every year we never miss to be there, and this year again we present from 19 February to 21st, just last Friday it's ended with a good result.
With a very good result. But before talking about the result itself, I would like to know, what was the main highlight from Indonesia that was being showcased in this event?
Yes, Indonesia, again, promoting what we call DPSP, yeah, Destinasi Prioritas. We have 10 priority destinations, range from Borobudur Temple, and then also Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo, Lake Toba, Likupang in North Sulawesi, Wakatobi, and others, and plus 3 greater areas of Jakarta, Bali, and also in Kepri, Kepulauan Riau, Riau Islands. All of them are major destination in Indonesia. We would like to promote and also market it to the Indian market, because so far Indian tourists come or they know Bali, right? The most famous. But maybe at a certain extent they also know Borobudur and Prambanan. But this is why event like this make us push us to promote more, and the industry that attended, from travel agent, tour operator, hotels, promote their product, their destination in Sate. Secondly, we also have or managed to collaborate with the private sector, with the industry, by the industry that focus on Indian market, and there are around 2,000 exhibitors participating there. So we are part of them from Indonesia, and also there are out of them 46 industries or participants come in wonderful Indonesia pavilion this time around.
Okay.
With 160 square meters area that we occupy in Sate ground.
Okay, and I also quote from the ministry's webpage. You said that Bali until now is still the top of mind for Indian for family, honeymoon, wedding, and MICE. From all these segments, which one is the current priority of the ministry now?
Yes. Okay, Ministry of Tourism for this year has a 5 flagship program. Let me start with that. The number one is how to ensure that the destination Indonesia are clean, hygiene and clean. So that's why we have a campaign. We call it Gerakan Wisata Bersih, clean tourism movement. Meaning that we make sure the destination is clean from waste, from garbage, the facility around the destination also available and clean. For example, usually the toilet is number one. They want to check, you know, so that when people go, they are feeling comfortable. Secondly, our flagship program this year is how to ensure that we include technology to help us in marketing. We just last week relaunched, revamping our Indonesia.travel website. Please have a look for the audience, for the listener here. Please check our Indonesia.travel, and you will see the difference from previous one, whereby now we want to include the experience all of Indonesian 17,000 islands, 38 provinces in Indonesia are now available to be explored. For example, how to get there, what's the culture there, and then what are places of interest, the food. Usually people go and travel for food. We also include that. So, and then we will also have AI capabilities in our website. So that's second one. The third one, how to make sure that we elevate, to make sure that our product is world-class, with 3 main focus this year. One is gastronomy or culinary. Second one is marine tourism, just because we have a lot of assets. Beautiful destination in Indonesia to dive, to surf, to snorkel, even to fish. Fishing in Indonesia is fun because we have archipelago country. And last one is wellness. Wellness, why is it important? Because we have local wisdom. Everywhere in Indonesia, you go to Java, we have We have jamu, for example, as part of a wellness. And you go to Bali, we have melukat, whereby people from all over the world come to Bali to find peace, for example. We go to NTT and so forth and so forth. We have food, healthy food, for example, foraging from the forest here in Papua, for example. So all of them, we want to make sure we market it and become a luxury. Luxury means not only the price, but also the experience that, that tourists or a visitor get by visiting Indonesia. Next one is event. We believe still event is one of the effective way to invite tourists, inbound tourists or Indonesian to travel. For example, if there is sport tourism, for example, there is a marathon, how many people come? Can be thousands sometimes. Music, culinary event, for example. This event is very good as a destination, as a reason to travel. And they usually spend more when they attend event. I'm sure you also must be attending a lot of event. And this time we want to make sure that the event that we have is IP, intellectual property of Indonesia. Not only we import event, but also we create event that Indonesia. Last one is, of course, desa wisata or rural tourism or village tourism. This is a good program because the impact to the people around in Indonesia is very good. We have more than 6,000 desa wisata in Indonesia. So these are a few, flagships that we want to promote this year, and we hope to get not only numbers, because we have certain target this year for 14 million until 16 million foreign tourists, but also more importantly is the foreign exchange, or in Indonesian is devisa. So we would like to get or they call it a tourist receipt. We would like the visitors, tourists that come to Indonesia spend more because this is good for economy.
Okay, yes. Talking about the numbers itself, back about the satay itself, how is the result? I mean, from the target which was set for satay, how was the result?
Yeah, okay, this is temporary because until now, some of the industry that attended satay actually still in India at the moment. They go roadshow, meeting their partners, for example. Yes, the exhibition is finished already on Friday, but they continue until this week, yeah, some of them, because they already in New Delhi, why not also doing some roadshow? So at the moment, until now, I received a report from my team, around 102 billion rupiah result of the 3 days exhibition, which contributes around 35,000 tourists that already being recorded in our system. So hopefully that 35,000 tourists to come to Indonesia, and this will contribute to the target that set for us this year.
And of course,
it's quite a good.
Yeah, and the roadshow that is still ongoing will also make it bigger, not only 102 billion, but more than that.
We hope so. We hope next year it gets bigger and bigger, and more participants and more activities also there.
Okay, thank you very much, Bu Nimada Ayu Martini, for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia. We wish that the result will be very fruitful for us, and not only waiting for until next year, this year the result will also good for our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Voice of Indonesia. See you around.
Okay, listener, that's Deputy Marketing of Tourism Ministry, Ibu Nimada Ayu Martini, and we talk about South Asia Travel and Tourism Exchange, OSATA 2025. If you happen to be around New Delhi, please find or stumble upon our roadshow in there from the companies, operators coming from Indonesia, so that you can find the good parts and the tourism about Indonesia. And of course, this conversation is also available later on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and the application RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. the soap in your day.
Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
What?
Come
rock now. I love you too, girl. And I love you when you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't be jealous when I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side, singing this to your dad, sir. Can I maybe get started?
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. The global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt, is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too. Diving in Indonesia, safer and more fun. You don't have to wait that long anymore to be back. So, what are you waiting for?
Kesal dengan sikapmu yang selalu bertanya mana perhatianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya.
Don't forget that you can send all of your messages through our social media, just like in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram and VOI_official.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk up in line. I'm in overdrive, not ready to slow down. Once it closes to the sky, there's guzzling in the way. I'm conning highlights, so electrified, don't fade in the rain. World on fire, watch me do it with no regret. You can hold me back, no you can hold me back. This is my time to shine.
Thank you so much for listener and interviewer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia will continue, and keep sending your critic suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voidius.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 1230. Thank you so much for listener and internet viewers. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Toraja. landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. Picturesque villages. Untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taracha, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime, a feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah. gundah dia yang selama ini ku nanti, pembawa seduh memanja rasa dia yang selalu ada untukku. Di dekatnya aku lebih tenang, bersamanya jalan lebih terang. Tetaplah bersamaku, jadi teman hidupku. Berdua kita hadapi dunia, kau milikku, milikmu. Kita satukan tujuh, bersama arungi derasnya waktu. Kau milikku, ku milikmu. Kau milikku, ku milikmu. Bersamanya jalan lebih terang. Tetaplah bersamaku, jadi teman hidupku. Berdua kita hadapi dunia, kau milikku, milikmu. Kita satukan tujuh, bersama arungi derasnya waktu. Bila di depan nanti banyak cobaan untuk kisah cinta kita, jangan cepat menyerah. Kau punya aku, ku punya kamu, selamanya akan begitu. Tetaplah bersamaku, jadi teman hidupku. Berdua kita hadapi dunia, kau milikku, milikmu. Kita satukan tujuh, bersama arungi derasnya waktu.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Prabowo hosts Shoigu for lunch at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. North Sumatra identifies 147 high-risk points on 2025 homecoming routes. And now the news in details. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto hosted Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu for a lunch meeting at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. The discussion covered defense cooperation and strategic partnerships between the two nations. The meeting highlights Indonesia's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties with Russia. The next news.
The North Sumatra Provincial Government has identified 147 high-risk areas along the 2025 Eid homecoming routes. These locations are prone to accidents, landslides and traffic congestions, prompting authorities to enhance safety measures. Officials are coordinating with relevant agencies to minimize risks and ensure smooth travels for Indonesia travelers. And that was the news.